You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service.
Find us on the web, ang-newswire.blogspot.com.
Theory peoples, censorship and intellectual colonialism over the news. Statement by the Aboriginal News Group on Internet Censorship. Censorship is never over for those who have experienced it. It is a brand on the imagination that affects the individual who has suffered it forever. Professor Noam Chomsky. Under the guise of defending democracy, we have seen many questionable things transpire that cast reasonable doubt about the veracity of that laudable ideal. Today's international news reportage rarely reflects the day-to-day realities of often what is being done in the name of Western democracy. The links between functioning democracies and the rights and obligations of an informed citizenry are habitually talked about but rarely practiced. And because of this, the public is finding it increasingly difficult to separate accurate news information from spurious misinformation. This is not by mistake. The corporate information media has always downplayed or unfairly demonised progressive movements and causes, while negative, usually right-wing and conservative issues are accorded sympathetic, regular and respectful attention. This is why we state here, with all due respect, that if the good people who run the back end of Google's Blogspot are going to censor the front page of the APNS editorial blog Indigenous Opinion, we would really appreciate it if we and our readers were told why. If Blogspot is not behind the problem, then we would really like it if they said that too. We have no problems with discussing any issues they may have with international news and editorial material made available there, although we do wonder out loud what we could possibly post that could be even remotely be regarded as offensive. Especially in consideration of the fact that there are multitudes of websites that openly promote racist, bigoted, misogynist and simply useless diatribes focused on little more than partisan negativity without being censored at all. One can find thousands of negative pages devoted to everything that we, in the West, vociferously claim not to support. However, it is very clear that only the left-leaning internet seems to suffer from the pains of isolation and censorship, not the right wing. The elements of intellectual disorder we really should be calling the objectionable rabble are hailed as the populist voices of the people, while progressive news and analysis is more often than not unjustly labelled as radical and therefore outside of social consideration. We are living in a strange new world where rational and civil grassroots discourse is seen as suspect simply because it challenges the perceptions promoted by those that literally own the world. We at the Aboriginal Press News Service and Aboriginal News Group are not fools. We understand full well that despite the bellyaching of the right-wing pundits in mainstream media and talk radio, they are never marginalised. And any objective review of how the right-wing Tea Party was gingerly treated by both media and law enforcement, as opposed to how brusquely the occupied protests are being handled now, makes this point clear. In the new normal of 2012, this sort of Orwellian newspeak is condescendingly defined as a balance in media and free democratic speech in action, instead of what it really is, ugly, anti-democratic and anti-American citizenship. Any reasonable person would, when presented with the facts, ask why bloggers, journalists and websites that promote Indigenous, Aboriginal, First Nation issues and concerns, human rights and non-violence, multicultural and political understanding, conflict resolution, food security and safety issues, the right to be free from religion, First Nations dignity, international world peace, as we do, could be routinely subjected to harassment, surveillance and intimidation, while other projects that invoke and advocate negative communication, cultural misunderstandings and socio-political ignorance are free to ply the nefarious trade unheeded. This is a fair question. How can Western governments, conservative pundits and establishment intellectuals demand that the rest of the world make allowances for free speech, fair elections, religious freedoms and representative democracy, while humble and unfunded grassroots projects like ours are marginalised for making sure that our people, Indigenous peoples, are just as intellectually informed about the goings-on of the first, second and third worlds as anyone else? We have the right to be informed about how the world around us works and as our lives and our very survival as people depend upon it. And that is the sole goal of the ANG and its official newswire, the APNS. We struggle for nothing here but the end of Indigenous ignorance, nothing else. We are a stateless, non-partisan news organisation staffed by uncompensated volunteer editorial representatives in several countries. We refuse to accept monetary donations, advertising or swag. We make the best use of all the web has to offer and we promote the use of open source and freeware resources so that our people, Indigenous people, and other poverty-stricken and oppressed populations may empower themselves and be a contributing dynamic within the information highway. Google's Blogspot helps the ANG do this and has done so since October 2004, and we are extremely grateful for their assistance and support over the years in giving our newsgroup a cost-free publishing platform that has gone on to inspire many others to become active in promoting Aboriginal First Nation news and analysis to those interested in learning about us, our struggles and our concerns. We believe that democracies cannot exist only in name. The free association of authentic news information is the bedrock of a free society. Indigenous peoples have the right to be informed about the political issues that have influence over our lives, our communities and our well-being. We do what we do because the mainstream media does not make an effort to acknowledge us and our concerns. And we find it extremely distressing that either Blogspot or a thoughtless anti-democratic hacker has decided for themselves what particular news or opinion information should be made available to our people. Being treated as if we do not have the right to be heard as human beings and as Indigenous peoples is offensive. Further, it goes on to demonstrate our collective editorial and community belief that the colonial societies that claim total dominion over our various and respective peoples and nations around the fourth world are indeed consciously working against us. We are without question, in every country where we reside on this earth, marginalised, targeted, abused, insulted and economically and culturally exploited in every way possible. This is a fact of life for us every single day of our existence. And what's worse is that we're expected to say thank you for the chauvinism with a smile and a sundance. Is it not enough that we have lost our lands? Is it not enough that we have lost numerous generations to racist violence and genocide so that the First World could enrich itself on our wealth? Is it not enough that our people, sick, sad and broken from more than five centuries of being told that we do not exist? Just how much is enough? Just how much more must the Aboriginal and First Nations peoples around the world be degraded, ignored and told to shut up, stop complaining and stop caring about ourselves before the First World can feel secure in its powers over us? We are constantly told to pick ourselves up with our own bootstraps. Yet when we try to educate ourselves or make any serious attempt to be as intellectually independent as our betters tell us we must be, we are rudely forced right back into the mental servitude that they implore we must rise above. This is grand hypocrisy. And in truth, it is clear that there are those who have the power and the influence to shape the information and world right now, for whatever reason, we are in their bad graces. Perhaps we're exposing something that they would rather the First Nation peoples and other POCs not know or think about. We do not know. And it is equally clear that there are elements within the US ownership society that strongly wish for the Indigenous peoples of the world to be as ignorant as humanely possible about what is being done to our people, our communities and our natural resources. Whatever the reason, the ANG is proud to stand with the peoples of the fourth world and the new generation of independent citizen journalists who report on Indigenous struggles and other news issues surrounding human rights, social justice and the right to free thought and speech. Don't censor our news, opinions or journalists from keeping the information flowing to the fourth world. It really makes us think that you don't like us for who and what we are. An argument we should not need to make in a post-MLK world. The Aboriginal News Group, ANG.
Internet radio for smarter, smarter, smarter.